The 19th of March, 2024. A reading from the second book of Samuel. The Lord will give him the throne of his ancestor David. The word of the Lord came to Nathan, "Go and tell my servant David, thus the Lord speaks. When your days are ended and you are laid to rest with your ancestors, I will preserve the offspring of your body after you and make his sovereignty secure. It is he who shall build a house for my name, and I will make his royal throne secure forever. I will be a father to him, and he a son to me. Your house and your sovereignty will always stand secure before me, and your throne be established forever." The word of the Lord. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Abraham hoped, and he believed. The promise of inheriting the world was not made to Abraham and his descendants on account of any law, but on account of the righteousness which consists in faith. That is why what fulfills the promise depends on faith, so that it may be a free gift and be available to all of Abraham's descendants, not only those who belong to the law, but also those who belong to the faith of Abraham, who is the father of all of us. As Scripture says, "I have made you the ancestor of many nations." Abraham is our father in the eyes of God, in whom he put his faith, and who brings the dead to life and calls into being what does not exist. Though it seemed Abraham's hope could not be fulfilled, he hoped and he believed, and through doing so, he did become the father of many nations, exactly as had been promised. "Your descendants will be as many as the stars." This is the faith that was considered as justifying him. The word of the Lord.